I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. How the Other Half Loves by Alan Ayckbourn opens at the Brown County Playhouse on Thursday, July 11th, and continues at the Playhouse through August 3rd. Our guests are the director, Dale McFadden, and one of the actors for the show, Allison Moody. Thanks very much for coming in. Let's start with Allison. Allison, you actually get to get off the high heels of Suds and move on to another show. Mm-hmm. In this, you play one woman in really what comes to be a six-person show, three couples. Tell us a little bit about you and your husband.
I like to say we fight hard, but we love hard. So we are the couple that seems to always be at odds. My husband has, the play starts, has been out quite late the night before. So that's where we start our relationship in the play. And then a series of events happen, and I invite the other couple into our home, and hilarity ensues. And so we learn more about the couple as you continue through the play.
Now, one of the tricks with this particular production is that sometimes, although people are wandering around the stage, you don't see them.
That's right. It's very interesting. It takes place in two homes, but they overlap. And so, yeah, we are crossing our paths all the time, but they're not in my home. But we're on stage together. So that's kind of the, I guess you'd say, the gimmick of the play. And what is enjoyable for the audience is you see these two married couples and how their lives are very similar and very different, how they compare. But yeah, there are some near misses as we cross the stage.
I wish people could see your hands because they're very descriptive. I almost can see you on stage as you're walking past one another. We're talking with Allison Moody, who's playing in How the Other Half Loves, opens at the Brown County Playhouse on July 11th and then plays through August 3rd. Dale McFadden's the director for the show. Dale, as I understand it, you actually have really kind of a love affair with the work of Alan Ayckbourn.
Well, we've done at the Brown County Playhouse in the past, we have done Bedroom Farce. And in the Department of Theater and Drama, we have done Sisterly Feelings, Taking Steps, and I believe Henceforward also. And it works well for our casts and also for our audiences. In this play in particular, the humor is on several levels. Allison mentioned the setting where we have two couples living in different houses yet sharing a couch at the same time. And so we have cross conversations, and it's very witty the way he set it up because there are lines that echo. One couple will say nicely, "Let's have breakfast." And the other couple will say, "Do you want breakfast?" "No, I don't want breakfast." So we'll have fighting and loving going on in the two houses. The other thing about this particular play in terms of humor is that the boss's wife is having an affair with the boss's best employee. And therefore, the two people having an affair make up a tall tale about where they were. Well, in a lot of plays, when that tall tale is presented, the respective spouses would be jealous or suspicious. But not here. The respective spouses jump in and try to help with what the story is, which is that the cheating spouses were helping another couple. So the helpers are the ones who cause comic complications in the play. So be careful of when you tell a lie that's believed. It's worse than when it's not believed. And that's where the humor goes. And we get to the point where these civilized couples are running around in the suburbs of London trying to kill each other with a wrench. And, of course, since it is a farce, the audience in the safe environment of the theater gets to fantasize and laugh about things that, thank God, will never happen to most of us.
Dale McFadden is the director of How the Other Half Loves, opens at the Brown County Playhouse on July 11th and then plays through August 3rd. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Give me your answer.